Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 8th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. The UK's Department of Digital, Culture, Media and Sport published the Online Harms White Paper with proposals on how online networks should address spreading terrorist content, child sex abuse, revenge porn, hate crimes, harassment, and the sale of illegal goods. The paper calls for an independent regulator, funded by tech companies, to create a code of best practice to hold them to account, including issuing fines and publishing public notices of violations. Social networks would also be required to produce annual reports on harmful content found on the platform. Direct fines on company executives, blocking harmful websites, and forcing search engines to remove links are all options under consideration. The DCMS will accept public comment on the proposal through July 1st. Netflix confirmed it removed AirPlay support from its iOS app over the last week due to a, quote, technical limitation. A spokesperson told The Verge that this limitation was that AirPlay 2 doesn't have sufficient digital identifiers for third-party devices, and as a result, Netflix can't certify users are getting the best experience when casting to a device. The Wall Street Journal sources say Apple Music reached 28 million paid subscribers in February, passing Spotify, which had 26 million. However, if you include the free tier, Spotify has more users than Apple Music in the US, and it still has more paid subscribers worldwide. The report also claims Apple Music's worldwide growth rate is higher than Spotify's. 9to5 Google noticed that the Google Store updated its navigation pane with several unannounced products, including the previously rumored mid-range Pixel 3a phone. The site listed the device as having a 5.6-inch 1080x2220 OLED display, a Snapdragon 670 processor, 4GB of RAM, a 12MP rear camera, and a 3000mAh battery. The site also listed the Google Nest Hub and Google Nest Hub Max under the Connected Home category, although no other details were listed. A pilot program from Google puts a row of advertisements on Google TV device home screens. A Sony support page says the purpose is to help you discover new apps and content on your TV. Sony says this is managed by Google and cannot be customized. XDA developers report seeing the strip on Sony Smart TVs, the Mi Box 3, and Nvidia Shield TV. In an updated S1 filing, Pinterest set its IPO price between $15 and $17 per share. It will offer 75 million shares, hoping to raise between $1.125 and $1.275 billion, valuing the company between $10 and $11 billion. Pinterest was last valued in 2017 at $12.3 billion in a private funding round. The messaging app Viber announced the Viber Local Number subscription service, providing local numbers to users. The service costs $4.99 a month and provides a number that non-Viber users can call or text, but Viber subscribers can't currently send outgoing replies from that number. Viber Local Number is available in the US, Canada, and the UK at launch. Microsoft announced that Skype now supports up to 50 simultaneous participants on voice and video calls, up from 25. For calls with more than 25 participants, Skype includes the option to send a pin-style alert rather than the standard call ringing. China's TikTok app is launching a talent contest where users from Japan and Korea can upload music videos to be judged by local musicians and people from recording labels. A combination of popularity and judges' opinions will narrow the field down to 18 over the next 5 months. TikTok says between 5 and 10x will be crowned winners at the end of the season. And finally, Microsoft announced that going forward from Windows 10 build 1809, the operating system will change the default policy for removable USB and Thunderbolt storage from better performance to quick removal. This means users will no longer have to eject attachable storage or receive a nagging notification when you fail to do so, but may see slightly decreased performance and lose the ability to use the devices for write caching. The better performance profile will remain an option in Windows settings and can be applied on a device-by-device basis. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.